južnim predjelima kao Indiji bili na večer počinje život.
The David, let's see how is it, evening times, especially in the month of Kartik, devotees go from temple to temple to see the deities.
U Vrindavanu, specijalno u mjesecu Kartika, bhakte cijelo večer i po noći idu od hrama do hrama da vide božanstvo.
At summertime like this in Vrindavan, the deities are actually taken out of their deity chamber.
U ljetno doba kao sada u Vrindavanu, božanstvo se iznose iz njihovih odaja.
Onto the balcony, so that the fresh winds can come and refreshen them.
Iznose se na balkone, tako da svježi povjetarac ih može osvježiti.
And when it's especially hot, then the devotees in Vrindavan prepare sandalwood paste, it's a cooling paste, and put it all over the body of Krishna.
A kada je specijalno, kada je specijalno vruće, bhakte pripreme kremu i pastu od sandalovine, s tim premažu tijelo Krišne i to jako hladi.
So now the hot day is over, and we should cool our hearts now a little bit by hearing a special katha, information about Srila Prabhupada, the founder of our movement.
Sada je vrući dan završen i mi trebamo ohladiti naša srca slušajući specijalni katha, specijalnu temu o Srila Prabhupadu, osnivaču našeg pokreta.
See, all of you are interested in Krishna consciousness, and I therefore think it is very interesting for you to hear a little bit about Srila Prabhupada's personal nature, because after all it was Srila Prabhupada who founded this movement for Krishna consciousness in the Western world.
Vi ste svi zainteresirani za napredak u svjesnosti Krishna, i stoga će vam biti sigurno zanimljivo da čujemo malo o osobnoj prirodi Srila Prabhupada koji je osnivač ovog našeg pokreta.
So, it's very difficult to speak really about Srila Prabhupada, because just like Krishna's pastimes are unlimited, so Srila Prabhupada, who is intimately connected with Krishna's activities, are unlimited.
Vrlo je teško pričati o Srila Prabhupada, jer baš kao što je Krishna i njegove Krišne zabave su neograničene, tako isto zabave Šila Prabhupada koji je intimni sluga Krišne su također neograničene.
This is so because the servant of God is on an equal level as God.
To je zato jer je sluga gospodina na istom nivou kao i gospodin.
Prabhupada always said the servant of the king eats the same food as the king.
Prabhupada je govorio da sluga kralja jede istu hranu kao i sam kralj.
He goes through the same palace as the king.
Ide kroz istu palaču kao i kralj.
It doesn't mean he is the king.
Ne znači da je on kralj.
But his level of life is similar.
Ali njegov nivo života je sličan.
So someone who is intimately connected with Krishna, he is on the working on the transcendental platform.
Tako neko ko je intimno povezan sa Krishnom, on djeluje na transcendentalnom nivou.
Now you might say, well, Prabhupada has left the world in 1977. How can I be connected with him?
Sada možemo reći, Prabhupada je napustio svijet 1977. Kako ja mogu biti povezan sa njim?
I want to talk about this question this evening.
Ja želim o tom pitanju govoriti večeras.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote once a poem in which he said, how the devotee never dies, the pure devotee, and how it is possible to connect with him.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je napisao poemu u kojem kaže da bhakta nikad ne umire i kako možemo biti povezani sa njim.
He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die.
Krivo razmišlja onaj ko misli da je Vaishnava umra.
When you, the Vaishnavas, are living still in sound.
Jer Vaishnava živi dok živi, on živi u zvuku.
A Vaishnava dies to live, and when living tries to spread the holy name around.
Vaishnava umire da bi živio, a dok živi pokušava širiti sveto ime naokolo.
See, Srila Prabhupada has only left the world according to mundane vision.
Što Prabhupada je napustio svijet samo prema svjetlanoj viziji.
He is present still in the form of his sound.
On je still, on je uvijek prisutan u obliku svojeg zvuka.
And this is called the presence of the spiritual master in with a physical body, that is called Bapu, and the presence of the spiritual master in form of his instructions, his wisdom which he has given, is called Vani.
Prisustvo duhovnog učitelja tjelesno se naziva Vapu, a njegovo prisustvo u obliku njegovih instrukcija i mudrosti koje je dao se naziva Vani.
This is even known in the Christian religion.
To je čak poznato i u kršćanskoj religiji.
Before Pontius Pilatus gave the judgment what should be done with Jesus, he said the following words.
Prije nego što je Poncije Pilat dao presudu što će se napraviti sa Isusom, on je rekao sljedeće.
I don't know when you are more dangerous.
Ali ja ne znam da li je on opasan.
Alive or dead?
Ne znam da li je on opasniji živ ili mrtav.
Meaning that after Jesus death, his mission would still go on and maybe even more powerful.
To znači da nakon smrti Krista njegova misija će se nastaviti čak možda još više.
Therefore Pontius Pilate said, do me a favor.
Toga je Pontius Pilate rekao, učini mi uslugu.
Please say that all what you have said up till now is glupost.
Molim te, reci, priznaj i reci da sve ono što si rekao do sada je glupost.
I will give you Slobodan.
Daću ti slobodu.
I will give you a palatio.
Daću ti palaču.
I will give you everything.
Daću ti sve.
But with this powerful message which you have given, I don't know when you are more dangerous, when you live or when you are dead.
Ali s tom moćnom porukom koju si donio, ja ne znam da li si ti opasniji živ ili mrtav.
In spiritual life we understand that the words of a saint when practiced get more and more više potency on those who follow them.
U duhovnom životu mi znamo da kad slijedimo instrukcije neke instrukcije učitelja, onda one postaju sve više i više moćne, više dobivaju moći.
These instructions of the pure devotees are like a lotus flower, and when the sun comes like a lotus flower.
Te instrukcije čistog bhakte su poput lotusovog cvijeta.
When the sun comes on the closed lotus flower, it will open the lotus flower more.
Kada sunce dođe na sunčeve drake dođu na zatvoreno lotusov cvijet, on se otvara sve više i više.
This is also if we follow the instructions of a pure devotee, their power will be more and more unfolded as we follow them.
Tako isto kada mi slijedimo instrukcije čistih bhakta, naša moć, moć tih uputa instrukcija će se sve više otkrivati.
I can see this personally, how Prabhupada's books, in which Prabhupada's message is there, are spread, and people's life gets touched by them. And when they start to just follow them in their lives, then for them, the lotus of Prabhupada's wisdom opens.
Ja to mogu vidjeti sve više kod Prabhupadovih knjiga koje su podijeljene i ljudi koji počinju slijediti te upute u knjigama, moć Prabhupadovih instrukcija procvjetava, povećava se kao lotus kad se otvara.
The more the light of Krishna consciousness spreads, the more the lotus of Srila Prabhupada opens, so that the world in future will see the unique qualities of his divine grace.
Čim se više svjetlo, mudrost, svjetlo svjesnosti Krishna širi, to se više lotusa otvara. Toga će budućnost vidjeti sve više veličinu Prabhupadove milosti.
In my own life I can see this effect, as a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, I see how more and more the lotus of his glories opens in my life.
Kao učenik Srila Prabhupada u svom životu mogu vidjeti kako se taj lotus sve više otvara.
See, Srila Prabhupada is a very special personality.
Dakle, Prabhupada je bio vrlo specijalna osoba.
He was predicted in ancient Vedic scriptures.
On je bio predskazan u drevnim vedskim spisima.
Which foretold that he would appear in the age of Kali and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Oni su predskazali da će se on pojaviti u dobu Kali i da će proširiti svjesnost Krishne po čitavom svijetu.
Krishnadas Kaviraj, Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, has described that you can actually measure the greatness of a pure devotee by how much or how many lives he has touched and transformed.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, autor Chaitanya Charitamrita, rekao da možemo izmjeriti veličinu bhakte koliko je on duša transformirao u bhakte.
This potency to transform hearts is actually a potency which the pure devotee has been given by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna himself.
Ta moć da mijenja srca je moć koju čisti bhakta dobi od samog Krishna.
It is sometimes said by the potency of Krishna, Lord Brahma, creator of the universe, can create a whole universe.
Ponekad se kaže da pomoću moći Krishne, gospodin Brahma je u stanju da kreira čitav univerzum.
And it is further described by the potency of Krishna, a devotee can liberate a whole universe.
Također objašnjeno da pomoću snage moći Krishne i bhakta može osloboditi čitav univerzum.
Yes. This is Srila Prabhupada's greatness, that he has been empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to spread a Krishna conscious revolution even in far away countries like Europe.
To je Srila Prabhupada specijalna sposobnost da je imao moć da oslobodi duše čak i u takvim stranim zemljama kao što je Europa.
It is important that all of us become carriers of this divine potency of Krishna.
Važno je da svako od nas postane nosač te božanske moći Krishne.
Srila Prabhupada often would encourage us by saying, do as I have done.
Srila Prabhupada bi nas često ohrabrivao govoreći, učinite kao što sam ja učinio.
And we would go like, impossible.
Mi bi išli, no, nemoguće.
But he would say to us, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary.
Onda bi on rekao, nemoguće, to je riječ iz riječnika budale.
See, you might say it's impossible that a cassette recorder plays Mozart.
Vi možete reći, nije moguće da kazetofon svira Mozarta.
But if it gets the right tape inside, then it goes du-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu-lu.
Ali ako stavite pravu kazetu unutra, onda će svirati.
Sounds a little nicer, but so if we get the right, if we get connected, or if we get the right wisdom inside, the right knowledge inside, delivered to us by Srila Prabhupada, then we can also change, transform our lives.
Ako mi dobimo ispravno znanje, ispravnu mudrost od Srila Prabhupada, onda mi također možemo transformirati živote.
Srila Prabhupada once said that a pure devotee can give you Krishna just like maybe the lady on the opposite side of the fence, she has gone home now, but she could give us an apple from the opposite side of the fence.
Možda gospođa s suprotne strane ograde možda otišla, može nam dati koju jabuku.
She's there? No. She can give us an apple over the fence.
Može nam prebaciti jabuku preko ograde.
In the same way, the pure devotee can give us Krishna.
Na isti način, čisti bhakta nam može dati Krishna.
You take, you know. This is how... But we must be qualified.
Ali moramo biti kvalificirani.
Krishna is even more... let me say, special than water.
Krishna je specijalni od vode.
If I give Sridham water into his hand, he won't be able to hold it. It will go and
ako ja dam Šridam u vodu, nalijem u ruke, on, njemu će ta voda isteći.
In the same way, we cannot hold Krishna when we are still so conditioned by the by our heart. We can't keep Krishna in our srca.
Na isti način, mi ako smo uvjetovani, ne možemo zadržati Krishnu, ne možemo ga držati u srcu.
That we have to learn.
To moramo naučiti.
Once, when Srila Prabhupada was in in his Grihastha ashram, a god brother told him, you know how to make so many medicines.
Jedanput kad je Srila Prabhupada bio u Grihastha ashramu, njegov god brother mu je rekao, ti znaš radi tolike lijekove.
Do you also know the formula to get love of God?
Da li isto znaš formulu kako dobiti ljubav prema Bogu?
See, we understand. We don't want Krishna.
Mi razumijemo, mi ne želimo Krishnu.
We want bhakti or love for Krishna.
Mi želimo bhakti ili ljubav prema Krishnu.
Because we can, you can get Krishna only when you have love for Krishna.
Jer Krishna možemo dobiti jedino ako imamo ljubav prema Krishnu.
So, the question was put before Srila Prabhupada, do you know the formula how to get love of Godhead?
Stoga postavljeno je pitanje Šila Prabhupada, da li znaš formulu kako dostići ljubav prema Bogu?
Yes.
Prabhupada rekao da.
Trinalapi sulicena tarove iva sahishnuma one should be more humble than the street than the straw in the street.
Osoba treba biti poniznija od travke na ulici.
One should be ready to offer and should be more tolerant than a tree.
Treba biti tolerantnija od drveta.
Ready to offer respect to others.
Spremna da oda poštovanje svakome.
Without expecting respect for oneself.
Bez da očekuje poštovanja za sebe.
Then one can get love of Krishna.
Onda možemo dobiti ljubav prema Krishni.
One can always chant the holy name morning till evening.
Možemo onda uvijek pjevati sveto ime od jutra do mraka.
And in the night.
I po noći.
Go on in the snanya, in the dream.
I to će nastaviti se i u, dok spavamo i u snu.
Yeah. So, this is what Prabhupada teaches.
To je Prabhupadovo učenje.
If we can be humbler than the straw in the street, we are qualified to get love of Krishna.
Ako možemo biti poniznije od travke na ulici, mi smo kvalificirani da dobimo ljubav prema Krishni.
And then we will get Krishna.
I onda ćemo dobiti Krishnu.
Nevertheless, although Srila Prabhupada was such or is such a special personality that he is so close to Krishna, that he was himself the perfect embodiment of that humility.
Iako je Prabhupada bio tako blisko i u intimnom kontaktu sa Krishnom, istovremeno je bio najveći primjer poniznosti.
Once a devotee said to him, you are the greatest Vaishnava, the greatest devotee.
Jedanput mu jedan bhakta rekao, ti si najveći Vaishnava, najveći bhakta.
But Prabhupada said, no, Vaishnava is not an easy thing.
Prabhupada rekao, Vaishnava nije lagana stvar.
I'm trying to become a Vaishnava.
Ja pokušavam biti Vaishnava.
Once it was in Hamburg, on an Ekadasi, when Srila Prabhupada chanted the whole day on his japa, the Hare Krishna mantra.
Jedanput u Hamburgu na Ekadaši Prabhupada je cijeli dan na svojoj džapi mantra Hare Krishna mantra.
At the end of the day, my god brother Shivananda Prabhu came to him and Prabhupada told him something very astonishing.
Na kraju dana moj god brother, brat po Bogu Shivananda je prišao i Prabhupada me rekao nešto vrlo zapanjujuće.
He said, please pray to for me.
Rekao mu je, molim te, moli za mene.
Shivananda said, I don't think it will work, Prabhupada.
Shivananda rekao, mislim da to neće funkcionirati, što je Prabhupada.
But Prabhupada kaže, ne, you are an Vaishnava.
Prabhupada je rekao, ne, ti si Vaishnava.
You can see, this formula for getting love of God and getting Krishna means humility, and Srila Prabhupada had it. Therefore, we can assume he had Krishna.
vidimo da ta formula za postizanje ljubavi prema Krišni je poniznost i što Prabhupada je to imao, s toga možemo zaključiti da je Prabhupada imao i Krišnu.
Now when we sit so happily in a saintly assembly like today in Ibitek, in our temple garden, we also sometimes feel, oh yeah, ah yeah, nada. I also want to get love for Krishna.
Sada kada ovako sjedimo sretno u društvu svetih osoba na Biziku, mi isto pomislimo, o da, ja bi isto volio imati ljubav prema Krišni.
I also want to become a Chashni Bhakta.
Ja isto želim biti čisti Bhakta.
I feel in my heart that this is the best way to become truly and really happy.
Ja osjećam da je to jedini istinski način da budem zaista istinski i potpuno sretan.
But then tomorrow when we wake up, we have only one question in our mind.
Ali drugi dan kad se probudimo imamo samo jedno pitanje u umu.
How can I, a fallen soul, in 1995, ever hope to come to this level of transcendental consciousness?
Pomislimo kako ja pala duša iz 1995. imam nikakvu nadu da dođe na takav visoki transcendentalni nivo.
And here is the answer.
A ovdje je odgovor.
Shushushroshadadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi. It means by serving the great souls we get the taste, ukost, to become Krishna conscious.
To znači da služenjem velikih duša mi također možemo imati, dobiti ukus za svjesnost Krišne.
Krishna says himself, he who says he is directly my devotee is not my devotee.
Krishna sam kaže da onaj ko kaže da je direktno moj bhakta, nije moj bhakta.
But he who says he is a devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Onaj ko kaže ja sam bhakta, bhakte, taj je moj bhakta.
Our mission therefore is to become connected with Srila Prabhupada by service.
Naša misija je stoga da budemo povezani sa Srila Prabhupadom kroz službu.
And then we will be, let me say, connected with Krishna always.
I onda ćemo...
we will get the taste, and this taste will help us to make a solid advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Na taj način ćemo dobiti ukus i taj ukus će nam pomoći da napravimo solidan napredak u svjesnosti Krišne.
Now, how do you become connected with Srila Prabhupada?
Sada, kako možemo postati povezani sa Srila Prabhupadom?
We said already two things.
Već smo rekli dvije stvari.
One is, we follow the Vani, the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, by reading in his books and applying them.
Jedno je da, this knowledge. Jedno je da slijedimo Vani, da slušamo instrukcije upute Srila Prabhupadove i da ih primjenjujemo.
Srila Prabhupada will become more and more manifested in our lives if we apply the instructions he has given to us. This will be like, you know, the lotus which unfolds by the light of the sun.
Srila Prabhupada će biti sve više sa nama ako primijenimo upute koje on dao, to će biti baš kao lotus koji se otvara, razotkriva.
The more the light of Krishna consciousness instructions is coming in our lives, the more the greatness of Srila Prabhupada opens for us.
Što više dolazi svjetlosti, svjesnosti Krišne, to se više lotusov cvjet Prabhupadove milosti otvara za nas.
So we have to hear and then also to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada.
Koje trebamo slušati i također slijediti instrukcije Srila Prabhupada.
But more is when we become connected with Srila Prabhupada's mood.
Ali još više kada postanemo povezani sa Srila Prabhupadovim raspoloženjem.
See, say, Nityan, let us say, someone is a philosopher.
Recimo da je neko filozof.
He always thinks what Nietzsche has said, and what Kant has said, and what Schopenhauer wanted to say.
I on uvijek razmišlja što je Nietzsche rekao, što je Kant rekao, što je Schopenhauer htio reći.
So, if we want to become connected with this person,
Ako mi postanemo povezani s takvom osobom,
we must come in his mood.
Moramo doći u njegovo raspoloženje.
We will be able to, you know, if we want to start a conversation, we say, oh yes, have you heard, my dear philosopher? Nietzsche said, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, Mrs. Eternity.
Morate reći, jeste li čuo, dragi filozofe, da je Nietzsche rekao, volim te, volim te, gospođo vječnosti.
And then the philosopher would say, yeah, let us talk. Maybe you want a cup of tea to drink and we can speculate the whole night.
Će on reći, da, zanimljivo, ajmo pričati o tome, možda bi htio čašu, šalicu čaja, pa da pričamo cijelu noć, spekuliramo.
It's because he feels he is someone who has captured my mood.
Jer on osjeća, evo nekoga koji je shvatio moje raspoloženje.
If you want to similarly become close to Srila Prabhupada, you have to capture his moodski.
Na sličan način, ako želimo biti povezani sa Srila Prabhupadom, moramo uhvatiti njegovo raspoloženje.
Srila Prabhupada is a tireless preacher.
Srila Prabhupada je bio neumoran propovjednik.
He once said, I want the blessings to die like Arjuna on the battlefield of preaching.
On je rekao, želim dobiti milost da umrem kao Arjuna na bojnom polju propovjedanja.
This was Prabhupada. Even before he gave up the body, he dictated his Bhaktivedanta purpose into the, you know, he was lying on his deathbed. He dictated the Bhaktivedanta purpose into the microphone.
To je bio Srila Prabhupada. Čak i na samrti on je diktirao Srimad Bhagavatam u diktafon do posljednjeg časa.
So you come closer to Krishna, that's pure devotee, if you engage in his mission, that is, spread Krishna consciousness in some way.
Na taj način možemo se približiti čistom bhakti, da prihvatimo njegovu misiju, drugim rečima, da širimo svjesnost Krishna na bilo koji način.
Inform your friends about what you have learned about Krishna consciousness.
Obavijestite svoje prijatelje što ste naučili u svjesnosti Krishna.
We have now marathon and you can give your friends literature because it's summertime and they have time to read.
Sad je maraton, dajte svojim prijateljima literaturu, sad je ljeto i nek čitaju, vrijeme za čitanje.
Prabhupada, he once said about his early days in New York, if I ever told you what I had to go through in my first year in New York, you would faint.
Prabhupada je govorio o svojim ranim prvim danima u New Yorku, bhaktama, kada bi vi znali što sam prolazio u prvim danima u New Yorku, vi bi se oni svjestili.
Srila Prabhupada did so many things to spread Krishna consciousness. It's just, he took really a sacrifice upon himself.
Srila Prabhupada je napravio toliko puno, toliko napora da proširi svjesnost Krishna, on se zaista žrtvovao.
When Srila Prabhupada came to New York just to save us fallen souls, he had only three things with him.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada došao u New York samo da bi spasio nas pale duše, imao je samo tri stvari sa sobom.
His books.
Svoje knjige.
A strong desire to fulfill the orders of spiritual master.
Svoje knjige, snažnu želju da ispuni instrukciju svojeg učitelja, novog učitelja.
And full faith in the holy name.
I punu vjeru u sveto ime.
And with these three things, he spread this movement in a desert land of materialism.
I sa te tri stvari on je proširio Amerika. Sa te tri stvari on je proširio svjesnost Krišne u pustinskoj zemlji Amerike.
He even had to suffer a heart attack because he exerted himself so much.
Čak je morao prepatiti srčani napad i toliko se iscrpio.
Yes, in America he was one day going up the stairs because he was preaching day and night. All of a sudden the heart attack came and he fell backwards.
U Americi jedan put se penjao u stepenice i budući da je propovjedao danonoćno, uhvatio ga srčani napad i počeo je padati unazad.
And there was fortunately one devotee and he caught him and he could be brought and carried into a bed, but he was paralyzed.
I na sreću iza njega je bio jedan bhakta koji ga je uhvatio i odnijeli su ga do kreveta, bio je paraliziran.
And he had to be brought into the hospital.
Morali su ga odnijeti u bolnicu.
When they were going to perform a minor operation on him, you know, at that time there was a phone call to the temple.
Kada su trebali obaviti manju operaciju na njemu, bilo je to vrijeme bio telefonski poziv u hram.
Directly from the operation hall of the hospital.
Direktno iz operacijske sale u bolnici.
The operating doctor was on the line, totally nervous.
Kirurg je bio na liniji kompletno nervozan.
We have anesthetized the old man, but when is he ever going to stop the murmuring this Hare Krishna, Rama and so on?
On je nazvao i rekao da nervozan, dali smo mu anesteziju, kad će taj stari čovjek prestati brmljati Hare Krishna i Rama?
what is going on here?
Šta se ovdje dešava, šta je ovo?
He did not know what is Srila Prabhupada.
Doktor nije mogao shvatiti šta je Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. So, when devotees go through a trial for the service of the Lord, the devotee becomes beautified.
Kada bhakta ide kroz teškoće u službi gospodina, on postaje božanski, blažen.
It's like gold. When you put gold into the fire, it becomes red and it has a particularly nice effulgence.
To je baš kao zlato, kad zlato prođe kroz vatru, ono postane i crveno i specijalno lijepo zlatno.
So if you want to be connected to Srila Prabhupada, try to somehow take part in his wonderful, merciful preaching movement.
Toga, ako se želite približiti Srila Prabhupada, pokušajte se angažirati u ovom propovjedačkim aktivnostima i pokretu.
And if you do something, you know, where you have to jump over your shadow, you will also become beautiful.
Ako učinite nešto da preskočite svoju sjenu, i sami ćete postati divni.
You will become just very transcendentally happy.
I postat ćete transcendentalno sretni.
You know, when the devotees came to Paris to spread the movement of Krishna consciousness, they hadn't any apartment to live, and therefore they lived under a bridge.
Kada su bhakti došli u Pariz da šire pokret, nisu imali nikakav stan za spavanje, onda su spavali ispod mosta.
Like real transcendental monks.
Kao pravi transcendentalni redovnici.
Now we have a palace like Ibizek.
Sada imamo palaču kao Ibizeku.
But in the old times we were extremely poor.
Ali u stara vremena bili smo vrlo siromašni.
But we did not mind these austerities.
Nismo marili za te strogosti.
Because we felt so connected to Srila Prabhupada.
Se osjećali jako povezani sa Srila Prabhupada.
We felt the divine ecstasy of, let me say, divine pleasure of being connected with the Chashti Bhakta.
Osjećali smo božansko zadovoljstvo što smo bili povezani sa čistim Bhaktom.
Because if you are close to the one who is close to Krishna, you are also close to Krishna.
Ako ste blizu onome koji je blisko Krishni, i sami postanete bliski Krishni.
Now, I want to end my narrations about Srila Prabhupada with a very nice story which was kept in secret for a long time.
Želio bih završiti ovu moju priču o Srila Prabhupada sa jednom lijepom pričom koja je držana u tajnosti neko vrijeme.
I hope I have not told this story.
Nadam se da nisam već rekao ovu priču.
Srila Prabhupada had a friend in Vrindavan called Babaji.
Srila Prabhupada ima prijatelja u Vrindavanu koji se zvao Babaji.
No, Bhagaji.
Bhagaji.
Yes. So, this Bhagaji, whenever Prabhupada would come from a long journey through the, you know, encircling the globe, when he would come home to Vrindavan, Bhagaji would be very happy. He would cook for Prabhupada and massage his feet with special Brijbasi massage style.
Kada bi Srila Prabhupada došao kuću u Vrindavan nakon što bi više puta obišao cijelu planetu, Bhagaji bi kuhao za njega i masirao mu stopala na specijalan Vrindavan stil.
So, once it was an evening, very peaceful evening, the air was full with a sweet fragrance of jasmine flowers.
Jedanput je bilo tako mirno ljetno večer i zrak je bio prepun mirisa jasminovog cvijeta.
And Srila Prabhupada was with his friend. And then he said, Babaji, I want to tell you something, but don't tell it to my disciples.
I Srila Prabhupada je bio sa svojim prijateljom i rekao mu je, Babaji, reći ću ti nešto, nemoj to reći mojim učenicima.
It's very confidential.
To je vrlo povjerljivo.
Babaji said, no, no, I will not tell it.
Babaji je rekao, ne, ne, neću reći.
The bridge buses are known for this. Yes. You know, when I came with a ship to America, I had this heart attack.
Znaš, kad sam putovao sa brodom u Ameriku, imao sam srčani napad.
First there was one heart attack.
Prvo je bio jedan srčani napad.
And it was so heavy that I know if it would come back again, I would not survive.
I bio je toliko težak da sam znao, ako se opet pojavi, neću preživjeti.
I was lying there, I could not move.
Ležao sam tamo, nisam se mogao micati.
And I prayed to Krishna, Krishna, if you want to take me now, then you can do it.
I molio sam, Krishna, ako me želiš uzeti sada, uzmi me.
But if I am asked, I want to stay in this world and go to America, because my spiritual master asked me to spread Krishna consciousness in America.
Ali ako se mene pita, ja bi ostao, jer sam idem u Ameriku i duhovni učitelj mi rekao da idem u Ameriku da širim pokret.
All of a sudden, Krishna appeared in the cabinet.
On je pravo da rekao, iznenada Krishna se pojavio u kabini.
And he walked through the cabin.
On je hodao kroz kabinu.
And then he put his lotus hand on my chest and gently massaged in the area of the heart.
I onda je stavio svoje lotusove ruke na moja prsa i nježno je masirao srce.
And he said, my dear Abhay, don't worry, everything will be successful.
Rekao mu je, moj dragi Abhay, ne brini, sve će biti uspješno.
Go ahead, just preach the mission of your Guru Maharaj.
Samo idi i propovijedaj misiju svog duhovnog učitelja.
Prabhupada, he smiled to Bhagaji.
Prabhupada se smiješio Bhagajiju.
And said, after that my heart was very strong.
Rekao je, nakon toga srce mi je bilo jako snažno.
So now you know this kind, yeah.
Sada znate tajnu priču.
But don't tell it to anyone.
Nemojte reći nikome.
So, this is a little bit about the glories of Srila Prabhupada.
To je malo bilo o slavama Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada used to assure his, wrote in one purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the following quotation.
Prabhupada je napisao u jednom komentaru u Srimad Bhagavatamu sljedeći citat.
I see no reason why all my disciples cannot go back to Godhead in this lifetime.
Ja ne vidim razlog zašto ne bi svi moji učenici otišli nazad kući Bogu u ovom životu.
This is what my Prabhupada is saying. Spiritual master Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say to his disciples.
To je ono što je moj duhovni učitelj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur običavao govoriti svojim učenicima.
Similarly, in our movement for Krishna consciousness, such a promise is given.
Slično tome, u našem pokretu za svjesnost Krishna je isto obećanje je dato.
Let us only make sure that we are connected with this powerful vani, the powerful instruction.
Trebamo se samo pobrinuti da budemo povezani sa ovim moćnim vani, moćnim instrukcijama.
This will bring us close to Srila Prabhupada.
To će nas donijeti blisko Srila Prabhupada.
And then Krishna will appear in our hearts.
Krishna će se pojaviti u našim srcima.
Yes. So I'm leaving all of your nice devotees from Zagreb tomorrow, and I just thought I would say this, talk a little bit on the glories of Srila Prabhupada, to bring to your attention that you can be connected with Srila Prabhupada.
Ja uskoro napuštam ove divne bahte u Zagrebu i zato sam htio ovo reći o Srila Prabhupadu i specijalno želim reći da trebamo se pobrinuti da se približimo Srila Prabhupadu, da se povežemo s Prabhupadom.
I know from talking to many of you that you feel realistically that you have to overcome a few more obstacles in your life.
Nakon što sam razgovarao sa nekima od vas, vidim da znate da treba, realistično znate da trebate preći nekoliko prepreka koje postoje u vašem životu.
But I'm very, very secure that if you follow the instructions given in the books, you will be successful. And I want to give you a little example from one of Srila Prabhupada's purports, where I just personally think how practical Prabhupada's teachings are.
Ja sam siguran da ako slijedimo pažljivo instrukcije koje Srila Prabhupada dao u knjigama, da ćemo prevazići sve prepreke. Sada bih vam posebno htio pročitati nešto što pokazuje kako su praktične instrukcije i upute Srila Prabhupada.
As far as salvation is concerned, one has to conquer the principles of lust, anger, unlawful desires, avarice and bewilderment.
Što se tiče brige za oslobođenjem, ono se može postići tako da se pobjedi požuda, pohlepa,
avarice and bewilderment.
Zbunjenost i
It will become very
clear. Zavist.
Yes, zavist, yes. To get freedom from anger.
Da bi postigli slobodu od ljutnje, gnjeva.
One should learn how to forgive.
Osoba treba naučiti kako da oprašta.
To be free from unlawful desires.
Da postanemo slobodni od nezakonitih želja.
One should not make plans.
Ne trebamo raditi planove.
To conquer sleep.
Da bi pobjedili spavanje.
This is a problem in EBIT. One should practice spiritual culture.
Osoba treba prakticirati duhovnu kulturu.
By tolerance only can one conquer desires and avarice.
Sa tolerancijom jedina osoba može pobijediti želju i zavist.
Disturbances from various diseases.
Uznemirenja od različitih bolesti.
Can be avoided by regulated diets.
Mogu se izbjeći regularnom dijetom.
Yeah. By self-control, one can be free from false hopes.
Samo kontrolom možemo se osloboditi od lažnih nada.
And money can be saved by avoiding undesirable association.
Novac se može sačuvati izbjegavajući nepoželjno društvo.
By practice of yoga,
praksom joge,
one can control hunger.
Osoba može kontrolirati glad.
And worldliness can be avoided.
I svjetovnost može biti izbjegnuta.
By culturing the knowledge of impermanence.
Aktivirajući znanje o neprolaznom.
Like all things must go.
I o prolaznosti, kao sve stvari prolaze.
Dizziness can be conquered.
Ošamučenost se može pobijediti.
Like if you can't control your mind any longer and you're feeling like you can't listen to anything.
Kad ne možete recimo kontrolirati um i konfuzi, zbunjeni ste.
By rising up.
To se može tako da se ustane.
So there are many, many such very, very, very practical points. If you want to read them or make a song about them, or make a poem about them, it's in First Canto, 9th chapter, text 27.
Ako postoje puno takvih praktičnih poanti, ako želite proučiti ih ili napisati o njima pjesmu ili nešto, možete naći u prvom pjevanju, 7. poglavlju, stih 9. 9.27.
For intelligent living, you can practice these.
Za inteligentan život možete prakticirati ovo.
So we will now. I will now try to answer a few questions from the audience. This will help us also the sun. We have to give the sun a little bit more vreme so that it can set. It's already in the process. It says yeah. I'm setting.
Sada ćemo dati prostora za nekoliko pitanja iz publike i dat ćemo isto vreme na suncu da lagano zađe.
Do you have any questions, my dear audience?
Imate li neki pitanja, draga publika?
Questions before the sunset.
Pitanja prije zalaska sunca.
Yes.
My question is connected with your statement that they should connect some with Prabhupada.
Ja ću prevesti.
Through preaching. And you know that someone engaged in book distribution or the silent distribution is known like Sankirtan devotee. We also heard that every member of this movement is Sankirtan devotee. That is creation of consciousness. Can you explain a little bit more about this?
Ti si rekao da možemo biti povezani sa Šrila Prabhupadom kroz misiju, kroz službu. Dakle, kad angažiramo misiju, stoga svakako se angažirao misiju, on je Sankirtan Bhakta i sad je pitanje ti.
Pitanje je da mi se trebamo povezati.
You can come here and speak it.
Mi smo također čuli da svaki član ovog pogrupa je poznat kao Sankirtan Bhakta i kao preacher i da je pitanje samo svjesnosti. Ne znam za mnogo ako može ništa više objasniti.
The word Sankirtan is a very interesting word.
Riječ Sankirtan je vrlo interesantna riječ.
Kirtan means to glorify Krishna and Sang means together.
Kirtan znači da slavimo Krishnu, a Sang znači zajedno.
Now Krishna is glorified mainly in this age by devotees coming together and singing his holy name. Hare Krishna. This is a direct glorification.
Krishna se slavi u ovom dobu tako da se bhakte okupe i zajedno pjevaju sveto ime Hare Krishna.
But Krishna can be also glorified by activities.
Ali Krishna se tam također može slaviti sa aktivnostima.
For instance, distributing the books.
Na primjer, dijeleći knjige.
Because in the books there is information about Krishna, so if we distribute them, we glorify Krishna.
Jer u knjigama su informacije o Krišni i stoga kad ih dijelimo mi sa tim slavimo Krišnu.
But Krishna is also glorified when we defeat the atheistic worldview like Kaivalyapati Prabhu does with his Bhaktivedanta Institute in this wonderful magazine Synthesa. Yes.
Ali slavljenje Krišne isto kada pobijamo argumente ateista kao što radi Kaivalyapati Prabhu i njegov časopis Sinteza.
Oh, Krishna is glorified when Mataji Stenka Hershak makes a wonderful theater play called Sarsbhava.
I također Krišna se slavi kada Mataji Zdenka napravi kazališnu predstavu koja se zove Na splavi.
In which spiritual knowledge is directly or artfully presented.
U kojoj je duhovno znanje direktno i umjetnički prezentirano.
Krishna is glorified also in an indirect way when Bhakti Blajenka makes a very nice strip, you know, give no chance to drugs or whatever it is.
I Krishna se isto indirektno slavi kada Mataji Blaženka napravi strip nešto protiv droge ili tako nešto.
Yeah. Or Krishna is glorified when our Nityananda Ram makes a nice article comparing Western thought with Eastern Vedic thoughts.
Krishna se isto slavi kada Nityananda Ram napravi članak u kojem se uspoređuje vedska filozofija sa zapadnom.
Or Krishna is glorified when Lavanantaka cooks one of his very spicy, very intensive sajis, and they are offered by Allah, Mataji Alakananda on the altar.
Krishna se isto slavi kada naš kuhar Lavananta Kaprabhu skuha sabji začinjen i onoga Mataji Alakananda ponudi na altaru.
And.
Tako dalje i dalje.
Yes. So this is how everyone is a Sankirtan devotee.
To je kako je svako Sankirtan bhakta.
The Sankirtan, or glorifying of Krishna, is like a huge orchestra.
Sankirtan ili slavljenje Krishna je kao veliki orkestar.
There are many different instruments and voices are heard.
Gdje se mnogo različitih instrumenta i glasova čuje.
Book distribution, prasaram distribution.
Dijeljenje knjiga, dijeljenje prasadama.
TV.
Televizija.
Newspaper, media preaching.
Novine, štampa, medija, propovjedanje u medijima.
Building a temple.
Izgradnja hrama.
Growing flowers for Krishna's altar.
Uzgajanje cvijeća za Krishna's altar.
Every voice in this orchestra is important.
Svaki glas u ovom orkestru je važan.
Because together it makes a nice zvuk.
Jer zajedno on radi lijepi zvuk.
Yes, lijepi zvuk. Yes. Malo.
Ja bih pitat nešto o prašanju. You mentioned forgiveness and we rarely speak about it. I would like to ask something about forgiveness. Dajosh? Much influence forgiveness for advancement of spiritual life, especially for those who give of forgiveness and for those who beg for or who get forgiveness. How much is influence or have advanced for spiritual life?
Yes.
Something to look. Sarge.
It is described, a woman becomes beautiful by her nice face and eyes.
Rečeno je da žena postaje lijepa zbog svog lijepog lica i očiju.
A cuckoo becomes beautiful by his nice melody. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Kukavica postaje lijepa.
Kukulica, yes.
Zbog svoje lijepe melodije dok pjeva cuckoo.
A man becomes beautiful by his wisdom.
Muškarac postaje lijep zbog svoje mudrosti.
And a devotee becomes beautiful by his quality to forgive.
A bhakta postaje lijep zbog svoje kvalitete da može oprostiti.
For spiritual life it is very important to be able to forgive if others have wronged us.
Duhovni život je jako važno da možemo oprostiti ako nam neko učini nešto krivo.
Someone who makes his heart the residence of hatred and revengeful feelings will never have the Supreme Lord sitting in his heart.
Netko ko učini svoje srce obitavalištem gnjeva i osjećaja osvete nikada neće dobiti Krišnu u svoje srce.
If someone has wronged you and day and night you think about, oh, what a nikav he is, what a nikav he is, then you are always under the, you always remain under the control of this person.
Ako neko učini nešto loše i vi neprestano mislite o taj nitko mi učini loše, onda ostajete, neprestano ostajete pod njegovom kontrolom.
You're not free from him.
Nećete biti slobodni od njega.
You are under his grip.
Vi ste pod njegovim šakama.
Because he is always in your sweater.
Jer je on uvijek u vašem srcu.
So, now we come to someone who begs forgiveness.
Sada što se tiče onoga ko traži oproštaj.
It's, we said it's important to forgive, but it's also important to ask for forgiveness.
Rekli smo da je važno oprostiti, ali također je važno tražiti oproštaj.
If you have done something wrong in your life,
ako ste učinili nešto krivo u svom životu,
that's not so astonishing.
To nije toliko zapanjujuće.
That's not so bad in itself.
To nije toliko samo po sebi loše.
But if you have not asked, if you have not apologized, oh, this is very bad.
Ali ako niste tražili oproštaj, to je vrlo loše.
Imagine you do something wrong.
Zamislite, učinili ste nešto loše.
If you say to the person, oh, I'm sorry, I should not have said this, I should not have done this, I'm really sorry, I will try to not do it again.
Onda kažete osobi, oh, zaista mi je žao, nisam to htio, mislio reći, neću to drugi put napraviti.
The person will forget immediately, ah, don't worry, it was nothing, you know, just...
Osoba će vam odmah
oprostiti. No need to speak about it.
Osoba će vam odmah oprostiti, reći će, ne brini, ne treba ni govoriti o tome.
But if you have not asked... for forgiveness, in other words, you have not excused yourself, then he will always remember this.
Ali ako niste tražili oproštaj, niste se izvinuli, on će se uvijek sjećati toga.
I remember once there was a child of my friend.
Sjećam se, bio jedan put jedno dijete mojeg prijatelja.
A little girl, maybe 10 years old.
Mala djevojčica, možda 10 godina stara.
And you know, she came to me, I was chanting, and said, I want to play with you, Sachinanda Swami.
I ona je došla do mene, ja sam mantra, i rekla mi je, hoću se igrati sa tobom, Sachinanda Swami.
That's it. Let me finish my rounds. After I have finished my rounds, I will play with you.
Rekao sam joj, daj da završim svoje krugove, kad ih završim, onda ću se igrati sa tobom.
Then I forgot all about it.
Kasnije sam zaboravio sve skupa.
Finished my rounds and then there were a million telephone calls and so on.
Završio sam krugove, onda je bilo milion telefonskih poziva, tako dalje.
So I met this girl.
Kasnije sam sreo tu
djevojčicu. 3 years later.
3 godine kasnije sreo sam djevojčicu.
And she would not speak with me.
Nije htjela pričati sa mnom.
Through these 3 years.
Kroz te 3 godine.
And I asked my friend, what's with Tulsi? Have I done something?
Pitao sam, šta je s Tulsi? Jesam joj nešto učinio?
Her name was Tulsi.
Ime je bilo Tulsi.
And he said, yes.
A on je rekao, da.
You have broken your promise.
Ti si prekršio svoje obećanje.
You said you would play with her, and she has been 3 years, not forgotten this.
Rekao si da ćeš se igrati sa njom i ona već 3 godine to ne može zaboraviti.
But I had a million telephone calls and I totally forgot about it, I'm sorry.
Ja sam imao milion telefonskih poziva, totalno sam zaboravio na to, oprosti.
And so my friend called to Tulsi.
Moj prijatelj pozvao Tulsi unutra.
And I said, Tulsi, I couldn't play with you. There were, you know, phone calls from temple presidents from all over the place.
I rekao sam, Tulsi, nisam mogao razgovarati s tobom, bili su telefonski pozivi od temple presidenta iz celog svijeta.
Yes, but you should have said it to me and excuse yourself.
Ona je rekao, da, trebao si mi reći i izvinuti se.
And then I noticed, yes, this was a mistake, she was right.
Ona sam rekao, da, ti si u pravu, bila je to greška.
So, this is a... Then 3 years she couldn't forgive me.
3 godine nije mogla oprostiti.
Because I had not excused myself.
Mislim, nisam izvinio.
So when we do some, it is said, a person who is cultured, who is on in the, who is developed in the mode of sattvagun, huh? He will feel embarrassed if he does something wrong.
Rečeno je da osoba koja je kulturna, koja je razvila gunu vrline, osjećat će se posramljeno kad učini nešto loše.
But a person who is not cultured, he will just try one thing, to hide it, you know.
Osoba koja nije kulturna, ona će pokušati samo jednu stvar, da se sakrije.
Oh, hopefully no one finds out that I did something wrong. I will just cover it up.
Nadam se da niko neće pronaći što sam ja napravio nešto loše i nastojat će to sakriti.
Momo.
How is the with forgiveness in the mind? Or forgiving your mind?
Asking for forgiveness or?
Yeah, pitati za oprosta ili oprosta drugom umu. Did something wrong and then ask for forgiveness in the mind. Is it also some effort on purifying?
Yes!
So is that.
Then you will not do it again. But if you think bad about someone and then you go to him, sorry, I thought bad about you, this makes things a little complicated.
Jer, na primjer, ako o nekome misliš loše, i dođeš do njega i kažeš mu, prosto mislim loše o tebi, to može učiniti stvari kompliciranima.
Then you are in Kali Yuga, you will always do some glupost in the mind.
Kali Yuga je, onda će biti neki gluposti u umu.
Oh, Krishna. But therefore Krishna is very merciful to us.
Stoga, zato je Krishna vrlo milosti prema nama.
In Kali Yuga, only the bad things which are actually done bring reactions, not the bad thoughts.
U Kali Yugi samo loše stvari koje su učinjene daju reakcije, a ne one koje se samo misle.
Most of my listeners might break one of the regulative principles 3 times a day.
Većina mojih slušatelja krše barem jedan princip 3 puta na dan u umu.
In the umu, yes, in the umu, not in the real life. So Krishna closes both of his eyes, he doesn't see this.
I onda Krishna zatvori svoje oba dva uha, da to ne čuje.
In other ages...
Uši, oči, da ne vidi.
In other ages...
U drugim dobima...
You get reactions also for what you do in the mind.
U drugim dobima dobijete reakciju čak i za kad u umu nešto učinite.
How do you like mosquitoes?
Kako se sviđaju komarci? Beautiful.
They also do their duty.
Oni isto rade svoju dužnost.
They remind us that there is no ideal place in the material world. Not even the garden of Ivitek.
Oni nas podsjećaju da nema idealnog mjesta u materialnom svijetu, čak niti vrt u fiziku.
So we are ready?
Yes.
So Nashtragi devotees and guests, we are now ready to show you a wonderful movie about Srila Prabhupada. Where is it? Dayalu Prabhu?
Yeah, we have
Znači da i gosti sad će pokazati divan film o Šila Prabhupadu. Napravi aranžman.
Aha, it will be here.
Huh?
Will be behind you. Maybe therefore we arrange that you sit in the heaven. This assignment. Yeah. Will be okay?
Yeah. Why don't you explain?
So let us end the lecture and then Dayalu Prabhu explains to us the next part of the program. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kisi go nitai ki jai, Gaur premanandi
arigato.
Sachinandana Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you. Arashman je stvari vrlo brzo gotov, samo ćemo postaviti platno i sve će uzeti možda 5 minuta, tako nemojte se razilaziti, da bi možda odmah nastaviti sa programom. A kruga? Otišao?
Hvala.
Ne, kažem, mislim na neke male filmove baš.
Ali na.
Strip je, neki strip, radi strip protiv droge. Ja sam ovoga preveo. Ja sam rekao strip, a on mislio na film.
Ja, ja, ja. Ja.
He makes cartoons about drugs also.
Ja. This is a video project,
Ja sam to malo. 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 Ja sam to malo.